Some people in Lebanon hope they've seen the start of more independence from Syria, but that could mean more power for its Shiite Muslim movement, Hezbollah. President Bush has said the U.S. might accept a bigger role for the group if it stops supporting terrorism.
We view Hezbollah as a terrorist organization, and I would hope that Hezbollah would prove that they're not by laying down arms and not threatening peace.
NPR's Ivan Watson reports now on Hezbollah's influence and the choices it's making.
Much of southern Lebanon is a Hezbollah stronghold. In towns like Nabatiya, shops blare Hezbollah anthems, and the streets are decorated with the movement's yellow flags, as well as billboard portraits of the party's chief, Hassan Nasrallah. During the Israeli occupation, Israeli artillery periodically shelled this town. Residents like these taxi drivers are so grateful for Hezbollah's role in fighting the Israeli occupation that they say they'll happily skip work to go rally in support of Hezbollah's longtime ally, Syria. We have been demonstrating with Hezbollah against American and Zionist interference in Lebanon, this cabbie said. We've also been showing the Lebanese opposition that we faced the guns of the Israelis, he added, while they sat safely in Beirut. After watching on the sidelines for weeks as Lebanon's opposition grabbed headlines with anti-Syrian street protests, Hezbollah organized a massive pro-Syrian rally in Beirut, where Nasrallah spoke to hundreds of thousands of predominantly Shiite Muslim demonstrators. The bearded cleric defended Syria, denounced American interference, and urged the opposition to compromise and join a national unity government. Reinhard Linders of the International Crisis Group says the event showed off Hezbollah's domestic political strength.
This demonstration and Nasrallah's speech were about Hezbollah saying, we are still here, we are a force to be reckoned with.
But by coming down on Syria's side, Hezbollah appears to have inadvertently helped mobilize the Lebanese opposition. This week, the anti-Syrian movement organized the biggest street demonstration yet. Many protesters, like this student named Richard, said they came in response to Hezbollah and its pro-Syrian rallies.
Why so many people? Because they said that we are not the majority, but you are the majority. I think so. You can look and see.
Michael Young of Beirut's Daily Star newspaper says Hezbollah lost some of its credibility when it sided with Syria.
This is something that they will have to manage, I think, in the coming weeks to ensure that they're not labeled essentially as Syria's enforcers in Lebanon.
Hezbollah may not have had a choice. A Syrian withdrawal would further isolate the movement internationally. The U.S. has long branded it a terrorist organization, and it's now facing United Nations Security Council Resolution 1559, which demands the disarmament of Hezbollah's 20,000-man fighting force. Western diplomats here say a Syrian pullout could cut the conveyor belt of Syrian and Iranian guns and money that arm Hezbollah's militia and fund its social programs. Michael Young of the Daily Star says Hezbollah has reached a turning point.
Do they play a regional role as sort of a vanguard in the anti-American, anti-Israeli struggle? Or do they become modest and say, we are a Lebanese party and we must bend to the consensus inside Lebanon?
But there is actually little consensus here. The opposition movement is divided over whether Hezbollah should disarm, and even the Lebanese army continues to refer to Hezbollah as the resistance and calls it a necessary deterrent against Israel. Lebanese General Ilyas Farhat.
There is a formula in Lebanon, the state or the army and the resistance. It's a necessary formula for the stability and sovereignty of Lebanon. Had we have no resistance, so Israel will launch attacks whenever it wants.
So for now, it appears this Shiite movement still has it both ways. It is a political party with members in parliament and a well-armed, well-disciplined fighting force. And like everyone else here, it will be competing in parliamentary elections scheduled in May. Ivan Watson, NPR News.